Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We're going to talk about seniors and technology again because, Faisal, you and I both believe very strongly that this is a big part of the solution, not just because of COVID and isolation, but because of the nature of what happens when we age.
When we look back a few years ago, we had a conversation about isolation of seniors. This is well before COVID.
Yep.
And we were talking about there needs to be more and more technology or some sort of tools that people who are isolated that can they can use that.
Yeah.
Fast forward now the COVID crisis and out comes an app.
Of course,
an app.
Technology.
And some different types of technology to help seniors as they're going through, or reduce senior isolation, I think is the best way to do it. So we've got two guests on
we've
our
got
show.
Got a 1-2 punch today, that's right.
We've got Larry Matheson, CEO of the Kirby Center, and Peter Zhao, he's the co-founder of this new app that we're talking about called Anabot. I hope I pronounced that right.
Of course you pronounced it right.
Larry, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Larry, let's start with you. You're the CEO of the Kirby Center. Maybe just tell us a bit about the Kirby Center and its mission.
Yeah, we run a number of programs. We're located downtown near Mowata Armory. And a lot of our programs are really geared at helping seniors live better and longer and happier and healthier. And, a lot of what we do in our regular day-to-day world is geared towards reducing the effects of isolation for seniors and building community. And the time we find ourselves in right now, that has taken a whole different, essentially it's turned our business on its head. So a little while ago, our team started working with Peter, and this sounded like such a neat idea and a good thing. And all of a sudden, come March in Alberta, and not only is it now a neat thing, it is a important piece of our arsenal to fight isolation.
So, Peter, let's throw that to you now. Tell us about this this new neat feature that Larry's talking about.
Well, we like to think it's new and neat, but it's really we try to make it simple and what works for seniors. When we embarked on this journey, one of the key things we found was technology was difficult. And, you know, as we sort of evolved and looked at what are some of the challenges in the field of geriatric studies, isolation and loneliness kept on resurfacing. And there are volumes of publications that comes out talking about the long-term health impacts, such as increased risk for heart disease. And we really, really thought, you know, why not create a community buddy system and put behind it some of these interesting software features that really allow people to thrive, whether you're at home or you live with a family member. And so we created Anabot, and what Anna is a cross-generational community buddy system that leverages voice-assisted software technology to bridge a senior to a community hero. And what that pans out to for a user is that to begin with, they can socialize with the community hero, get to know each other, build a rapport. And just from that alone, just from this week, I had a few seniors, over 24 hours, they've already started to feel better. And going forward, the community heroes could guide them to hold their hands through simple things like taking small steps, like going outside for a small walk, or, you know, talking to other people, joining creative activities and fun things to do at home with a simple interface. And with that, we're not only able to point them to the right type of community resources and hubs, but also to build their awareness for the social services and activities that are around available to them.
So, Peter, you got to dumb this up for me a little bit. How does this technology get introduced to a senior? What would be like? What's your experience? What would be required in order for them to make this happen to be connected?
You know, luckily, we've made it really, really simple. So what they need in terms of experience is just aware of how the internet works and how a smartphone works. Anabot is a iOS and Android mobile application they can simply download on their mobile devices. And all it is, if I had a visual, I'd love to show it to you, but it's a giant red button on the screen. And they will just click it. It's almost like a live, real-time voice messaging messaging service. They click it, record their message, and our volunteers gets right back to them.
And how does it get connected to these community heroes, as you call them? And is that a volunteer position? Who's involved?
Currently, it's just myself and my co-founder, Ryan.
Yep.
So we're the two that's trying to steer things forward, putting a positive spin on all the interactions we create. But going forward, we have a lot of people and our advisors, including some folks from the UK as well as the US, who access these community heroes as well.
Gotcha.
So Larry, how does the Kirby Center fit into all this?
Well, you know, we were looking at expanding our toolkit and our strategies to reach out to seniors beyond this building, beyond being here. And so we are quite interested in this project. But one of the places where we kind of beta test with Peter was in our elder abuse shelter. And one of the things we really liked about the app was the option to be anonymous. And so we thought, well, this is a really neat tool for all the seniors we serve, but even the smaller group that we serve at our shelter, for other reasons, they may have particular security and other reasons why they would want to be anonymous. But that option was very attractive to us. So we were quite excited to be involved in helping with the testing of the app.
Larry, some anecdotal responses would be great. What have some of your constituents basically have come back and said? How are they feeling with this new app?
Well, you know, I mean, from a research perspective, we know that, like, even loneliness and isolation, there's lots of research that connects with poor health outcomes and early mortality and so on. But I think one of the things that has really become very salient to us during, you know, the last 2 months has been how profoundly painful the effect of isolation is. And so, I mean, even in the other things we do, like our call outs and our Zoom classes and so on, and many of these applications are brand new to us. But that is the repeated message we get from seniors. It's like, you know, we're in this situation where we're very alone and we're very isolated, and it's frightening. And to be able to have someone in the elder abuse shelter who has other reasons to be feeling alone and isolated and scared, to say, yeah, this made my day, you know, is huge for us, I suppose.
Peter, you've mentioned this before, but there are a lot of people who listen to this show that may be themselves isolated or have loved ones. How do they find the app, and how easy is it to use?
It's a great question. So I would say to find the app, if they know how to navigate the Apple App Store, they could simply type in Anabot and they could find it. They can also contact the Kirby Center for additional information, as well as contacting us directly at anabot.ca. And the use is really simple. We made a quite streamlined onboarding process where it just guides people through audio, what the app is, how you can use it. And every day we're making iterations, taking the user feedback into making it simpler and simpler and more robust.
Peter, Larry, I want to thank you both for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, and great work.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks so much.
I've been joined by Larry Matheson, who's the CEO of the Kirby Center, and Peter Zhao, co-founder of a company called Anabot, and the application we've just been discussing. It all boils down to lifestyle. It all boils down to your own lifestyle and your extended family's lifestyle.
Yeah. And, you know, that feeling of isolation can be very difficult. And many Canadians, even before and during COVID, when you're entering retirement, you're looking at your financial situation, you're like, you feel alone in this. You feel isolated as if nobody else is going through. And that's why we built our entire practice to become, you know, retirement transition specialists. And we're going to have our seminar on how to bulletproof your retirement. Make sure you have the income, the lifestyle that you want. And we're going to be doing that on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m., live online. This is a webinar. You have to go online to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are increased taxes due to all the new spending going to affect you and your retirement? Stick around after the break. We'll talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.